Test 2. Part 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
One. New windows. You'll feel a lot warmer now with double glazing. It's made a huge difference to my house. I've cut back a lot in heating bills because of it.
Yes, I've already turned down the central heating. I regret not having had it installed sooner. It's not much fun living in a cold house, is it?
One. New windows. You'll feel a lot warmer now with double glazing. It's made a huge difference to my house. I've cut back a lot in heating bills because of it.
Yes, I've already turned down the central heating. I regret not having had it installed sooner. It's not much fun living in a cold house, is it?
Two. A museum trip. Hi, Lucy. I hope you're going on the trip.
Hi, Dan. I thought we still had time to put our names down on the list.
Better sooner rather than later if you're going to be guaranteed a place. It's a really popular trip.
I know. It got booked up very quickly before.
Two. A museum trip. Hi, Lucy. I hope you're going on the trip.
Hi, Dan. I thought we still had time to put our names down on the list.
Better sooner rather than later if you're going to be guaranteed a place. It's a really popular trip.
I know. It got booked up very quickly before.
Three. A library book. Sorry for returning the book a bit late.
Luckily, there have been no requests for this book. Well, seeing as the due date was for Wednesday, you will be exempt from a fine.
Yes. It's only a day late after all.
Actually, we always issue fines for late returns. Exceptions apply if the due date coincides with non-working days, like Wednesdays and Sundays.
Three. A library book. Sorry for returning the book a bit late.
Luckily, there have been no requests for this book. Well, seeing as the due date was for Wednesday, you will be exempt from a fine.
Yes. It's only a day late after all.
Actually, we always issue fines for late returns. Exceptions apply if the due date coincides with non-working days, like Wednesdays and Sundays.
Four. At the cinema.
I can't sit through this. I've had enough.
You've never been a fan of action movies, have you?
It's just that I've got no idea what's going on. If that couple next to us stopped munching popcorn, I might get a chance to hear the dialogue. It's a shame, as from the trailer, it had promised to be quite exciting.
Four. At the cinema.
I can't sit through this. I've had enough.
You've never been a fan of action movies, have you?
It's just that I've got no idea what's going on. If that couple next to us stopped munching popcorn, I might get a chance to hear the dialogue. It's a shame, as from the trailer, it had promised to be quite exciting.
Five. A new job. I really miss my old job.
It really suited you, I know.
Can't say I miss the job so much as the easy commute to work. It's harder to deal with problems when you're already exhausted by the time you arrive at the office.
Well, at least it's better paid than the previous one.
5. A new job. I really miss my old job.
It really suited you, I know.
Can't say I miss the job so much as the easy commute to work. It's harder to deal with problems when you're already exhausted by the time you arrive at the office.
Well, at least it's better paid than the previous one.
6. An unwanted gift.
Hey, Luke, let's see what my aunt's got me. Ah.
Look at that. Is she serious?
It's certainly novel. My aunt's not one for practical gifts, is she? But that's half the fun of Christmas presents, isn't it? It's not really me, though. I think she forgets her little niece is now grown up.
At least she tried, I guess.
6. An unwanted gift.
Hey, Luke, let's see what my aunt's got me. Ah.
Look at that. Is she serious?
It's certainly novel. My aunt's not one for practical gifts, is she? But that's half the fun of Christmas presents, isn't it? It's not really me, though. I think she forgets her little niece is now grown up.
At least she tried, I guess.
7. A phone call. Hey, Lucy, it's Jane on the phone.
Oh, could you tell her to ring back? Say I've got a lot of work on at the moment or something. Anything, in fact. It's not the right time to speak now.
You can't put off speaking to her forever. The sooner you make it up with her, the better.
Look, that's for me to decide, okay?
7. A phone call. Hey, Lucy, it's Jane on the phone.
Oh, could you tell her to ring back? Say I've got a lot of work on at the moment or something. Anything, in fact. It's not the right time to speak now.
You can't put off speaking to her forever. The sooner you make it up with her, the better.
Look, that's for me to decide, okay?
8. An invitation. Look, Jenny, we've got a wedding invite from Adam and Sue.
Really? After all this time?
They probably want us to share their big day.
Well, we're not that close. I'd rather not go, to be honest.
8. An invitation. Look, Jenny, we've got a wedding invite from Adam and Sue.
Really? After all this time?
They probably want us to share their big day.
Well, we're not that close. I'd rather not go, to be honest.
9. Household chores.
Going out, are you?
I think I deserve a drink. Putting up a shelf was harder than I thought.
But did you put the rubbish out and walk the dog?
He didn't really seem to want to go out, so I let it go.
Well, I see you at least dealt with the rubbish. I hate doing that job.
9. Household chores.
Going out, are you?
I think I deserve a drink. Putting up a shelf was harder than I thought.
But did you put the rubbish out and walk the dog?
He didn't really seem to want to go out, so I let it go.
Well, I see you at least dealt with the rubbish. I hate doing that job.
10. At the post office. I'd like to send this parcel by ordinary post, please.
Does it contain something valuable? If so, it's better to register it. Also, anything more than £50 has to be declared for customs and excise.
Well, it has more sentimental than material value. On second thoughts, I'd better register it. Better safe than sorry.
I couldn't agree more.
10. At the post office. I'd like to send this parcel by ordinary post, please.
Does it contain something valuable? If so, it's better to register it. Also, anything more than £50 has to be declared for customs and excise.
Well, it has more sentimental than material value. On second thoughts, I'd better register it. Better safe than sorry.
I couldn't agree more.